KMOX News Time 6:52. Michael Calhoun live in the newsroom, and some news this morning regarding Jamestown Mall and the redevelopment of that huge property in North St. Louis County. Joining us live on Total Information AM is St. Louis County Executive Steve Stenger. And what is the news this morning, Steve, on Jamestown Mall?
Hey, Michael, thanks for having me. I appreciate it. Well, I wanted to bring you the news today that we have contracts to purchase the final two parcels of Jamestown Mall.
And what is the cost of this, and what does this do for the county's efforts to redevelop the site?
So the money utilized for this is St. Louis County Port Authority money that is generated from basically rents from the casino. And the purchase price for the two final parcels is $1.7 million, which brings it to about $2 million for the entire mall property. Over the last few years, we've been working very hard to get control of the property so that we could revitalize it and bring it back to productive use.
So where do steps go from here in revitalizing that property, and what are some of the challenges in getting that back to active use?
Well, the next thing that we're going to do at the end of November, is we're going to have a public input session where we're going to hear from the public about the various things that they would like to see at the site. And then following that, we're going to have a request for proposal process where we actually go to the community, we go to the public, we go nationally, basically, and ask individuals and corporations and other entities to submit their bids and proposals for what they would like to see at the site and for the purchase of the property and the demolition of the buildings.
And what have you heard so far, especially given the state of retail? It seems unlikely that that will be a mall again.
I think the option of pure retail is probably not a possibility, given the environment for retail. But there are many uses, and there are mixed uses that the property could go for.
St. Louis County Executive Steve Stenger with the news that the county now controls the entire Jamestown Mall property. And that was a challenge because how many landowners were there divided between the different department stores and other owners?
There were about five landowners, and there were in the tens of parcels that were actually located on the site. So it was a challenge to pull everyone together. And one of the problems that we were having going, developer to developer and owner to owner, was that everyone had a different idea of what they wanted to do with their particular parcel. So bringing it under common ownership was very important for this process. And certainly that takes time. And, we've actually been able to compress a schedule and move this forward very quickly.
And finally, the importance of this site and of this redevelopment to North St. Louis County, that part of our region.
I think it's really important, and particularly for the residents around the former mall. I mean, I think it's difficult to drive by a site that looks like the site looks, and one of the things about common ownership that is actually a benefit to the community as well is we're able to maintain the property, secure it. And what's going on right now is an environmental remediation, at least an initial phase of that, prior to the RFP process. So we're making it safe, and the next thing we're going to do is return it to a public use that is hopefully profitable.
Well, thank you very much for the information this morning, St. Louis County Executive Steve Stenger.
Thank you very much.
KMOX News Time 6:56.